In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Very glad. I want you to know today that God hears your prayers. He hears your prayers. And I want to tell you this. He's in a good mood today. He's always in a good mood. He's God. And he's wonderful. And his love is toward you and toward me. I give you permission to love me today, Lord Jesus. I give you permission to love me today, Lord Jesus. I'm looking at Isaiah 66, verse 18 to 21. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language, and they shall come and see my glory. Those are the Gentiles. He's calling the Gentiles to himself. Not only the Jews, but the Gentiles. He came unto his own, the Jews, and his own refused him. But to many as received him, he gives the power to become children of God. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, Lud, Mosek, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. In other words, it's going to be the time of the Gentiles. The scripture tells us that when Messiah comes, he's there for the Jew and the Gentile. Salvation is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. But you see, the Jewish people, they said no, but one day they're going to say yes. One day they're going to say yes. They're going to be the people that give their lives to Jesus. And then there'll be few Gentiles that will say yes. Oh, yes, that's what the scripture says in Romans 9, 10, and 11. And they shall proclaim my glory. Who? The Gentiles. Among the nations, the Gentiles. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from the nations as an offering to the Lord on horses, chariots, carts, upon mules and dromedaries to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels, some of these, the Gentiles, I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. This is amazing. The priests and Levites were always Jewish. But you see, there's going to be a day when the Gentiles come and say yes to God. And that day has come in Jesus Christ. We are the Gentile church. But one day the Jews will say yes to the Lord, and many Jews will be saved, and few Gentiles will be saved. You see, we're still in the time of the Gentiles. Hebrews 12, verse 5 to 7, and 11 to 13. You have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Oh, yes, discipline. I tell you, if you've been looking at the internet at things you shouldn't be looking at, the Lord will discipline you. He will discipline you. He will tell you do your feelings that what you've done is evil. Oh, yes. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? At that time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, for what is lame may be not be disjointed, but healed. I tell you, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus calling not only the Jew, but the Gentiles to faith in him. We're looking at Luke 13, verse 22 and following. Jesus passed through the towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. What's going to happen in Jerusalem? He's going to die. He's going to be crucified. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Who is the narrow gate? Jesus is the narrow gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Try to enter and strive to enter to the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. Who is your narrow gate? Are you in a big, big, big place and you're not on the narrow gate? I tell you, Jesus is the narrow gate. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my everything. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking, saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say in reply, I do not know where you are from. Where are you from? I am from the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave birth to me at baptism and through faith. Oh, yes, I am from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Who are you from? I'm from the Lord. You're from the Lord. You're from Jesus. Jesus is where you're from. He is your way. He is your truth. He is your life. He is the narrow gate. I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. You know, Oprah is saying that there's many ways to God, not only Jesus. So that's heresy. The only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ, the Lord, who shed his blood for us, who rose from the dead for us. That's the only way to the Father, is through Jesus Christ. And there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves have been cast out, talking about the Jews. And people will come from the east and the west, the Gentiles, from the north and the south, the Gentiles, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some that are last, the Gentiles, will be first, and some that are first, the Jews, will be last. I tell you, it's time for us to give our lives to Jesus. It's time for us to give our whole heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is your Lord today? What is your Lord today? I give you Jesus Christ, who gave his life for you, who was buried for you, and who rose from the dead. Chapter 25 of Matthew. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 virgins took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. Oil represents the Holy Spirit. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, Jesus was delayed from coming, and he will come, even as he said, as judge of the living and the dead. All of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. I remember going to a wedding in Israel, and there was a beautiful bride, and she was dancing with people. And I said, Where is the bridegroom? He's getting ready to come to meet his bride. just like Jesus. He's getting ready to come to meet his bride, those who are faithful and those who have good works to follow, because faith without works is dead. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "There will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go into the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. Are you ready today? Are you ready today by the Holy Spirit? Do you know that the Holy Spirit makes you ready? Do you know that the Spirit of God is the one who makes you ready? How we need the oil of the Spirit. How we need the oil of the Spirit. And Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I tell you, that's a scary statement that Jesus makes. Will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, truly, I tell you, I do not know you." Oh gosh, I don't want Jesus to say that to me. "I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." I tell you, I know him. I know him. Even though sometimes he seems far away, I have no hope but Jesus Christ. I have no faith but Jesus Christ. I have no light but Jesus Christ. Oh yes, are you ready to meet him when he comes in glory as the judge of the living and the dead? Are you ready to meet him? Are your lamps trimmed with the oil of the Holy Spirit? Are your lamps filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit? Oh God, how we need the Holy Spirit. How we need the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you know that Jesus was raised by the Spirit from the dead? And the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me. Verse 14, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents. Now, what is a talent? A talent is 15 years of work. So 15 times 5, how much is that? 75? 75 years of work. To another, 2 talents. To another, 1. And to each according to his ability." Oh, yes. God gives us this according to our ability, able to follow him and able to love him and able to give him everything that we are and have. Do you have Jesus today? Is he your Lord today? "Then he went away. The one who had received 5 talents went off and once traded with them and made 5 more talents. Wow. In the same way, the one who had made 2 talents, 30 years' work, made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them." Oh yes, he's going to settle accounts with all of us. "Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.'" Oh, yes. Are you one of the trustworthy people that God gives talents, money to, and you don't know how to use it? You don't know how to tithe. You don't know how to see the windows of heaven opening up. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And one that had received 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Oh, yes. You see, if we can't be trustworthy with money, we cannot be trustworthy with things that are greater, and that's people. Oh, yes. Who are you trusting today? Are you trusting what's in the bank? I trust in Jesus. By grace, I have everything that Jesus gives me belongs not only to me, but belongs to Jesus. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one that has 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I tell you how we need to know that we need to do the right things with our money, but do the things of the Lord with our money. We need to do what God wants us to do with our money. And if you don't, you know, you're not going to be given more people to touch. Because if you can't deal with money for the kingdom, how can you deal with what's precious to God? And God's precious people are the people who don't know Jesus, and that we are called to bring people to Jesus Christ. For as many as received him, he gave the power to become children of God. Are you a child of God today? Oh, everyone is not a child of God. Those people who have given their lives to Jesus are the children of God. You are a child of God if you have given him your life. You say, I don't feel it. It has nothing to do with feeling. It has everything to do with giving our life to him. How do I do that? I just say, Lord, I give you my life. Lord, take what is yours. What you gave me, I want to give back to you. I want to give you my life. I do give you my life. Chapter 25:31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and he will come with his glory, with all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory, and all nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left hand. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. How does the Lord know that we are the ones that are the sheep? For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. Oh, yes. We need faith yielding to love. We need to have good works. We're not saved by our good works, but the grace of God saves us, and we need to have good works. Jesus just told us. He told us, I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and give you food, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or when was it that we saw you a stranger and we welcomed you, or naked and we gave you clothing? And when was it when we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly, truly, I tell you, just as you did to the one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left hand, you who are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't welcome me. I was naked, and you did not give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't come to visit me. And then they will also answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not care for you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. I tell you, we better have good works, because without works, faith without works is dead. And we need to have living faith that cares for God's people, that cares for people. We're out on Saturday to the homeless by the grace of the living God, and we feed them. There were so many of them out last week. And we feed them and we pray with them. Oh yes, I was sick, I had to come home, but people took care of them that were in the group and fed them and prayed. I prayed with them to bless the food and to bless these people. How we need to care for those who have not. How we need to care for those who are without, and we need to love them. And we need to give them what they need. Now, we cannot care for everybody, but we need to care for the ones that God puts in our bundle. Who's in your bundle today? I tell you, the bundle that I have, as many people are in my bundle. Today I was praying for Austin, who asked me to pray for him. I tell you how we need to share with what we have with people. To share what we have with people, especially to the people who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. People that say, you know, you don't need works. I tell you, the 25th chapter of Matthew tells us faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word, she said. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Where did the Word become flesh? In the womb of the Blessed Virgin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have you clothed those that are naked? People bring their clothing to the back door of Holy Rosary, and we give it to the people that have no clothing. And you know what? That's the clothing of Jesus. We are clothing Jesus when we clothe the poor. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.